Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. And of course, as usual, this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. Yes. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who we will bring into the conversation as soon as I can get through this weekly intro. The name of the show, or the title of the show today, is Witness the Normalization of Tyranny. Yeah, I don't imagine that surprises too many people that Roger comes up with a title like that, but let me read it again for those who don't. Witness the Normalization of Tyranny. So, the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. This show airs a weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, and I really enjoy her friendship. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Look, I didn't get a chance to do much of this last week. I probably won't do much more of it this week, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. These platforms provide you with information you don't have. These platforms make your life easier to live because they tell you what may be coming or what you should be looking for. The value of these platforms is obviously in your mind because you listen to the shows. So what I would suggest you do, rather than being the individual, and they do appreciate any donation you give, but rather than being the individual who donates $60 today, $30 2 months from now, $100 6 months from now, take an average of what you normally donate over the course of the year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in to give any one of these worthy platforms a donation, put that number in and click on the Make This a Month Reoccurring Donation. At that point, you have given them the ability to know what their budget's going to be on a regular basis, in which case they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster. So if you want to help them, it may not necessarily be you have to give more, although I do encourage it if you can. But give it to them in a fashion that they can count on it every single week. If enough of you do that, you will see each one of these platforms go to the next level. And I would also say that that is the exact same scenario for TLB Talk, which is sponsoring this show. And I am the founder of the TLB Project, including TLB Talk. So if you want to go to a social media platform where you can actually say the things you know need to be said, like I'm saying to you right now, TLB Talk is there for that reason. But I'm not here to talk about TLB Talk for the entire show. I am here to talk about Witness the Normalization of Tyranny. And we're almost there. Okay, Stephen, how are you today, my friend? And it's good to talk to you.
Doing pretty good today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Last time you were a little on the tired side. This time, I think you were fishing, right?
Yes. Well, I got about 7.5 hours of sleep last night and got a call about 9 o'clock this morning and went fishing.
Excellent. Okay. As I say every week, our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss this, as I just said. Discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, and that's TLBTalk.com. If you have something you need to discuss and you're not being allowed to discuss it, if you don't do anything else, gather all of the members that were in that group that Facebook just stuck down the toilet on you and invite them over to TLB Talk and reinstitute your group and continue the discussions you know are vital. All right. A link to any references used in this show's presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon by Noon Central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points for this article. So let's get down to business. This is one of those where I always do my own intro. I always set up the show with my talking points, but I always tell you that I look for an article that not only backs up what I say, but in a fashion that shows they've done their homework. And again, I'm not looking for two liars that both agree. What I'm looking for is not only someone who says what I say as far as things that are happening to us, but can show that in a fashion that has or lends credibility to them. And again, this is what I present you whenever I do a show. If I say I've got an article, it's not something I just grabbed out of a handbasket. It isn't. It's something I looked at, something I read, something I knew what my show was going to be about. Does this fit? The article I'm going to be adding in today, and that will come a little bit later, was written by a gentleman I have some faith in because I've used articles from him before, and that's Steve McCann. And gee, what was the title of Roger's show? The title of Roger's show is Witness the Normalization of Tyranny. And what is the article we're going to be taking some pieces from by Steve McCann? The Evolution of the American Police State. Let me say that again. Okay, Steve's article's title, The Evolution of the American Police State. If that sounds overboard to anybody listening, well, why don't you just let me get through some of the stuff this guy presents, and then you tell me he pushed the limit just a little too far, because I happen to think he wrote it extremely well. And it gives us a bit of history on the police state he's discussing. But we will get to that. Again, my title, Witness the Normalization of Tyranny. Tyranny is defined as cruel and oppressive government or rule, as in a nation under cruel and oppressive government. Cruel, unreasonable, or arbitrary use of power or control. Rule by one who has absolute power without the legal right. Okay, so what do I mean by normalize? And how does this pertain to tyranny? And for anybody asking, listen to the title again. Witness the Normalization of Tyranny. So, what do I mean by normalize or normalization, and how does that pertain to tyranny? If the right people, and stop and think about this, people, because you're looking at tyranny going up all around you at levels we have never seen in history, and we've been through some pretty bad times, and it's not just the United States, it is the globe that's going through this, but we're pertaining this to America, we're restraining it to America, because this show would have to be 24 hours long if we were to do this on a global basis. As it is, we're only going to get so much of this in today. So if the right people are paid, threatened, or blackmailed to state or broadcast a message, how about the MSM? How about politicians? How about, yeah. And it is repeated often enough, I dare you today, what's Roger talking about, to go to your news or go online. You can actually see YouTube videos about this where you have one news channel in one part of the country starting off a segment, another news channel starting off a segment, another news channel in another state starting off a segment, and they are all repeating the same words, word after word, but yet it is being delivered to you as if that was an original thought. Okay? So, let's say this again. If the right people are paid, MSM, threatened, anybody, you've got a whole lot of stuff you can blackmail to state or broadcast a message, MSM or politicians, and it is repeated often enough, and in the right circumstances, the majority of those who depend solely on their daily or evening MSM news, MSM being mainstream media, as well as their supposed representatives for truth and guidance, will once again be firmly in the back pocket of those who set this up in the first place. Those whose message they wish to get out. And today, you can actually go on YouTube. Stephen, have you ever heard of one of those videos where you have different newsrooms at different times in different parts of the country all saying the exact same thing?
Yes, they all got the memo.
Yes. And it's like, are you freaking kidding me? Okay, so this is the point. If you say it in the proper fashion, in the proper place, and you repeat it enough, what you will end up with is a lot of Americans who don't bother to do any research or homework because the mainstream media would never lie to me. CBS wouldn't lie to me. CNN wouldn't lie to me. MSNBC wouldn't lie to me. And definitely my congressman or my senator, I don't know, we could name a few, but that would take a lot of time too. As long as they tell me it's good, I can believe that. Far too many Americans sit in the scenario I just gave you. Now consider that our children are being taught what a revisionist government, meaning a government that doesn't like where they're at, doesn't like their power limitations, has already tasted almost unlimited power and doesn't want to give it back. Or what they will give back will be just enough so that you say, well, it's good to have it back. But what you don't realize is that about 40 or 50% of this in the background, you never got back. Every time this country goes into a state of emergency declared by a political party, and this is exactly what I mean, when that emergency is over, you will never get back every single right that was taken away from you because of that emergency, that state of emergency. You may get 90% back. You may get 85% back, enough so that you feel, God, it's good to have all this back again. Now I can go to the store. Now I can do this. Now I don't have to wear a mask. Now, but you didn't get it all back. And there were no, I don't know, there were no circumstances set up whereby this exact same scenario couldn't happen again. And if you look around you, it's about to. I said, now consider that our children are being taught what a revisionist government, what does that mean? Owned and controlled and run by the deep state, which is the global elitist controlled mechanism in this country. So, consider that our children are now being taught what a revisionist government wishes them to know. If you can and do control education, especially in the formative years of these children, within one generation, you will significantly increase your control over the masses. This isn't a guess. Hitler was told this when he rose to power. I'm not telling you anything about Hitler except that he believed that and stated that himself. Is it reality? Yes, it is. What do we know about our kids in school today? They're being taught if you're a boy and you want to be a girl, it's great. You'll never have any problems. Just do it. And if your parents don't like it, we'll let you go live somewhere else and you'll never have to put up with their crap again. Our children are being taught that. Our children are being taught so many things, such as they live in a democracy, which is the exact opposite of what our founders wanted this country to be ruled under. Our founders absolutely knew the faults of a democracy and did not want a democracy in America. A democracy protects the rights of the majority. You've heard me say this. I'm going to repeat it. If there's 100 people in a room, okay, and 51 decide they want to do something in a democracy, the other 49 better just shut up and go along with it, regardless of what it does to their personal rights. That's a democracy, people. The majority rules. In a constitutional republic, it is not the majority rights that are protected. It is the individual's rights that are protected. This is a constitutional republic. This is the one we're supposed to live in. But yet when your kids come walking out of school, how many times have you heard me say this? Ask them one at a time. What type of government do we have in America? If more than one out of 10 say a constitutional republic, I'm going to kiss your butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets to the event. And if you think that's an accident, you're a moron. They're being taught that intentionally. If you look at the COVID-produced tyranny across the health, political, and government stages, you start to understand that the globalist agenda has moved ahead at lightning speed thanks to the hype and propaganda force-fed to a gullible and trusting society. We are talking that the United States and just about every other country on this planet was forced into lockdowns, was forced into taking medication. Whatever happened to informed consent? How can you mandate or coerce or have someone lose their job or get kicked out of the military because they won't take something which they already know because it was, I don't know, it was put all over the internet, with people already know that this thing has over 1,200 dangerous or deadly side effects that the manufacturers, in conjunction with the CDC and the FDA, tried to hide from you for 75 years. The most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity, and it was used all across the world multiple times, has over 1,200 known side effects ranging from dangerous to deadly. And they tried to hide that from you for 75 years. Anybody out there thinks that they can tell me how that makes sense? I will repeat myself again. You're a moron. Informed consent means you have the right to know every single one of those side effects before you give your permission to have that thing injected in your body. And that was taken away from you because of a virus that was the most dangerous virus the world had ever seen and could end up by literally gutting the total human population. Wait a minute. You've heard me say this before. Didn't the CEO of Moderna, isn't he on record as saying that COVID was no more dangerous to the average person than the yearly flu, unless you were over 80 years old or had several severe comorbidities, it was not deadly to you. Wasn't this said by the CEO of Moderna, one of the biggest manufacturers of the mRNA jab? Listen to me, people. When I talk about tyranny, I'm not joking. Okay? If you look at the COVID-produced tyranny across the health, political, and government stages, you start to understand how fast a globalist agenda is moving forward. I tell you every single week, there are two things that the elite need to do in order to put this entire planet under their rule. They need to see sovereignty collapse in the first world nations, and they need to cut back drastically on the global population. We are seeing the entire North American continent in trouble, especially Canada and the United States, in more trouble than I have seen them in my 69 years on this planet. And we are already seeing since 2022 a quickly increasing number of deaths, unexplained deaths across the planet. And a massive majority of them are in the fully vaccinated. So everything we're talking about is culminating. But we're talking about tyranny at a level we've never seen it before. We're talking about an American police state. I want to go to some of the stuff that Steve put out for the very simple reason he did it very well. So I'm going to break into this at this point, and let's see how far we get before the break. Okay. Again, the title of his article, which I will be taking pieces from, and I may even be reading sections of it because it is that good. The Evolution of the American Police State. Now, when I say police state, I'm talking about the tyranny we're all facing right now, where Joe Bob, due to his state of emergency and other things, has claimed so many powers and has totally destroyed this country, both politically on a global scale and on a regional scale, and has totally collapsed our economy to the point where it will be years before this can get back to where it was before he came into office. So let's jump in and grab some pieces from an article, as I say, written by Steve McCann, who once again takes this more into focus, into specifics, and presents a very blatant but logically based argument. The evolution of the American police state with the unconscionable persecution of the January 6th protesters, the unabashed government censorship of speech, the weaponization of federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies, and the egregious abuse of presidential executive orders and emergency declarations, the American police state is no longer a hypothetical possibility, but an increasingly indisputable reality. Basically, what my friend Steve is telling you is, you're in it right now. Don't worry about what's going to happen when you get there. Just look around and wonder what you're going to do now that you're there. And he's one of the very few people that I know that actually has the gumption to say that. Okay. While imperceptibly evolving over many decades, the emergence of the American police state was significantly accelerated with the overreaction to the September 11, 2001 terror attack. Now, I have told people over and over again, and I just did several shows on 9/11. On the 9/11, I did one. And basically what I told people is there was tyranny in America since day one. But when they got away with 9/11, did you hear what I just said? When they got away with 9/11, it emboldened the deep state and the global elitists to step up their plans. Why? Because they realized the gullibility of the average American. Not a joke, people. We are one of the most comfortable and laid-back societies on the planet. It takes a lot to wake America up. When it does wake up, I will give America this. They are a force to be reckoned with like you have never seen. But getting them awoken or awakened, or however you wish to pronounce it, is a task, a phenomenal task. Okay? It has evolved over many decades. The emergence of the American police state was significantly accelerated by the overreaction to September 11, 2001, the terror attack. Yeah. The legislation that was passed in Congress, and we'll get into that a little bit later, because of that, should have brought everybody, to the front of their seat going, what the hell? The problem is far too many people look at the name of a bill or hear the name of a bill or something that's being proposed to become a law in your face. And they say, well, that sounds good. That can't be bad. All right, no problem. Run with it. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. But even more important was the COVID-19 pandemic. He actually put pandemic. I changed that to plandemic. That dramatically increased the momentum towards a police state, as once a people are terrorized, it is easy to impose a police state on them. I have told you this not more than a couple of minutes ago. Every time a government, including ours, declares a national emergency and takes all or damn near all of your rights away from you for the duration of the emergency, when the emergency is over, you never, I'm going to say that again, never get back everything. you're led to believe you are. But I will guarantee you this. The rights that we enjoyed, the rights that we were being taught 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago, take them and compare them to what we can actually do today within the same venues. And what you're going to find out is you never got them all back. And some of them, you only got part of them back. Okay. And this is an absolute fact. When societies lose their freedom, it is not ordinarily because autocrats or tyrants have forcibly taken it away. It is usually the result of the population willingly surrendering their freedom in return for protection against an external threat. While the threat is oftentimes real, it is invariably exaggerated. Oh, gee, what does he and Roger mean about invariably? It's exaggerated. I just got done telling you, you were told if you didn't get that vaccine, you're going to get kicked out of the military. You didn't get that vaccine, you're going to get kicked out of college. You didn't get that vaccine, you're going to get kicked out of school. You didn't get that vaccine, you can't come and do your job on the assembly line. Would you like me to continue when the whole damn time they knew full well that the vaccine was more dangerous to you than COVID ever was, because we already knew that COVID was no more dangerous than the yearly flu. Isn't it crazy how every time I do a show lately, we do what we've done and we add the new stuff. I keep telling people that hindsight is 2020. The 2020 is catching up with us. And that's what you keep hearing from me each week. You keep hearing the new 20. And we have to add it to the old 20 so that your perspective isn't lost. We have been through and haven't departed from yet the biggest level of tyranny this country has seen in modern history. And it isn't done yet. Steve, you think it's done? You think this is all done? It's all past? It's nothing's going to happen anymore?
Well, it's just like a 30-minute sitcom, isn't it? It's going to be over 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, if you're going to be over in 30 minutes, then there'll be another one on right after that.
You about ready for the break?
Yeah, why don't we do that now? Because when we come back, the rent goes to the next level.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back in 1 minute.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so everybody's starting to realize that none of this happened yesterday, okay? And again, tyranny has existed in America since the day America became America. There are always evil people in any organization that consists of hundreds, if not thousands of people. All right. And what we are seeing today is that there has been a massive push for control. And we have seen a global, okay, assault on humanity. The only thing that you can, I don't know, first off, let's mention a few things that should be in everybody's mind. Why, after we started to hear the vaccine, you know, feedback coming in, that people were starting to die all across the planet and they were all fully vaccinated, and that if this continued, it could end up by being the biggest loss of human life in human history, this side of the Great Flood. Okay, and then within a couple of days, what was destroyed? Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones get destroyed right about the time people start to discuss, or researchers start to say, this could end up by being a global reduction in population like we have never seen before. And all of a sudden, these stones disappear. Well, they don't. They get bombed, literally bombed. And then the government comes in, and they probably could have re-erected them. They weren't in that bad of shape, not all of them. The government comes in, totally destroys them, puts them on trucks, and hauls them away. Yeah. Okay. Again, we know what these people want to do because they always seem to tell us in advance. The problem is we don't usually know that until after the fact, and we go back and say, well, now that makes sense. It didn't make sense before, but now that makes sense. Okay? And this is one of their faults, because there are people out there today who look for just these signs. All right? Let me get through this here, and then we're going to go freestyle, and I'd like to bring Stephen in for a couple of questions after I get through this, but let me get through this real quick. When societies lose their freedom, as I said, it's not ordinarily because of autocrats or tyrants. It isn't. It is because of actual threats, but threats that have been exaggerated, and I explain that. We were told that this was the most destructive virus humanity had ever seen. It would probably kill off a massive portion of the global population if we didn't all get vaccinated multiple times. Never in the history of humanity has this ever been done, but it was done. And now the inevitabilities seem to be a whole lot worse than anybody took the time to tell us. I'm going to ask anybody here a question. How many of you out there believe that Moderna and Pfizer and whoever else in the U.S. government, CDC, FDA, NIH, how many of them were not aware of the absolute damage of the mRNA vaccines, their capability for damage? How many of them were not aware, okay, of the fact that these spike proteins tend to congregate in the testes and the ovaries, the heart, the liver, and cause, little things in the brain that shut your brain down, cause brain aneurysms, cause myocarditis in the heart, but that's not what I'm actually trying to focus on here. We have just given over 6 billion people multiple shots, which researchers are screaming at the top of their lungs will make a vast portion of humanity infertile. Not only will we see a large die-off as a result of these, and I truly believe that because the researchers I know are screaming this, but at the same time, those who survive, how many of them will be fertile enough to have children? How many? What we are looking at right now is the end product. This has already been done, but now they're telling you that there's a brand new mRNA vaccine out for COVID, and you got to take it each year, and you got to have a booster each year. And I've already done some research on that, and there are already researchers out there and scientists saying, stay away from it. But hell, they don't know what they're talking about. Aren't these the same ones that told us to stay away from the last one? And how many people didn't believe them? And how many people will suffer as a result of that? Today, we are looking at the biggest tyranny ever stuffed in the face of anybody. We're talking about the entire globe here, not just the United States. Any student of history and human nature would recognize that these are the classic symptoms of collective hysteria. This is where we're all worried. We're all, yeah, hysteria is contagious, okay? So if you're the elites and you can spark the hysteria, it works for you. It works in your favor. It makes a population more malleable. It makes a population listen harder. It makes a population desperate. This nation turned itself inside out as the media and unscrupulous politicians grossly exaggerated these threats and did not stop to ask if the cure would be worse than the disease. Let me ask all of you another question. Why did our founders have so much faith in what was the media back then? Why did they truthfully believe that this media, the fourth branch, the fourth estate, would be the necessary mechanism to keep the American people free from a tyrannical government? That only works up until the point where those who own the government own the media. And now they're all playing on the same team, people. So when you're watching mainstream media, you are actually watching your global elitist at their best. And who do they own and run? Gee, that would probably be most of your congressmen and senators, and definitely your president. When you have a president that's even half as compromised as Joe Bob, and your boss tells you to jump, Joe Bob doesn't say how high. He says, when can I come down, please? That's not a joke. There is no president in modern history or any history that would do as much to absolutely destroy the nation that supposedly voted for him in massive numbers never seen before in a presidential election. Then he steps up to destroy the economy, to destroy your jobs, to destroy our military, to destroy our school system. Would you like me to go on? We have a president today who has done more to destroy America than anybody from the outside trying to get in. And he did it from the highest point on the inside. It's not a joke, not a guess. But then, you know, these are all symptoms of collective hysteria, and hysteria is contagious. In times like those, it was to be expected that the citizenry would look to the government for guidance and assistance. If there is a national emergency, you are supposed to have the faith in your government to help you. They work for you. So you look to them for guidance and assistance. When that happens in an environment of mass hysteria, then it is unsurprising that the state will take on or assume new power, as that is what has been demanded of it. And in a lot of cases, it's true. This historically has been the process which led to the rise of authoritarianism and police states. When the citizenry says, we're scared, you can do whatever you want, just make it go away. This is, again, what my friend here is saying, what initially starts any nation on the road to authoritarianism and eventually a police state. And what you are looking at in America, well, gee, I can take Trump and I can slaughter this guy with 400 court cases. And nobody's been able to prove he's done anything wrong in any of them so far. But we have massive proof about the Biden family and what they did, which borders on treason. And in Joe's case, is treason. But you can't even get it into court. This historically has been the process which led to the rise of authoritarianism and police states. So let's go into this just a little bit further, something else I've already mentioned. In the immediate aftermath of September 11th, when the reality of international terrorism was fresh in the minds of the American people, the Patriot Act was passed. An irrational fear had taken over the country that the government used to justify the most sweeping forms of domestic surveillance in the history of this republic. The law granted virtually unchecked power to domestic intelligence and law enforcement agencies, powers which were quickly turned against American people who did not genuflect to the political establishment. Gee, you mean people like Roger? You mean people like Steve? You mean people like anybody who would do a show warning you about the tyranny being stuffed in your face on a regular basis? Listen to me. I started this out by telling you that the government does a lot of the tyranny they do by putting it under such beautiful and, I don't know, flowery names that you're not going to push back against it at all. When they put the biggest tyranny in a law which takes your right to privacy away and gives the government legal right to surveil you at a level only seen in Cuba, North Korea, the Soviet Union, China. But we got it stuffed in our face because of a false flag called 9/11. And how many people, once they found out what the Patriot Act actually was and what you lost because of it, pushed back against it? I remember publishing a dozen articles on this. I remember doing a half a dozen radio shows on this at the top of my lungs. And this was years ago. What has happened since? 9/11 put America on the road to a police state. Why? Because we didn't push back. We didn't rise up. We know the story about 9/11 is absolute garbage. We know the towers could not have fallen the way we were told they did. We know Building 7 could not have fallen the way we were told it did. We know. These are absolute facts, people. Who has been called into account? Who? Who? And I could go and do an entire show about 9/11 alone, the inconsistencies. The fact that we didn't rise up enough, we didn't push back enough, the fact that that didn't happen emboldened those who rule and own our government to put us on the path we suffer today. And COVID was supposed to be the culmination of all of this. It didn't work good enough. So, as people are starting to say, they're already thinking about new lockdowns, new mask mandates, and new, vaccine mandates. What? When your plan doesn't fail, but you realize how many people you actually terrorized, let's try it again. Okay. However, it was the exploitation of COVID-19 that dramatically accelerated the formation of a potential all-encompassing police state as it handed the government an unprecedented weapon to manipulate the American people, the declaration of a national health emergency. At any point in time now, our government can say, because we already know how corrupt Fauci's group was, how corrupt the FDA was, how corrupt the CDC was, the vaccines, how many of them do you think they have patents on? How many of them do you think Fauci is worth a lot of money? Patent rights. He's also the highest paid, he was the highest paid employee of the U.S. government, even far more than the president. Oh, gee, that makes a lot of sense, though, doesn't it? Right? Okay. The American political class, utilizing the most draconian of tactics, plunged this nation into economic and societal chaos, claiming they had to do so in order to stem the tide of the life-threatening Chinese coronavirus. Grossly error-prone projections and the choreographed shutdown and mandates in communist China were trumpeted by the politicians and media as fear and anxiety gripped the country. They said the Chinese did this. They locked all their people down and it helped. And the Chinese did this. And the Chinese did this. And the thing of it is, none of that ever worked. And they knew that. And they knew that masks would do more to damage your health than to help you in any way, shape, or form. Anybody out there who doubts what I'm about to say, do a little bit of homework, please. Wearing a mask, if, okay, the coronavirus exists, the dimensions of a single piece of that virus are so small by their own admission that dropping one onto a mask, it would pass right through it. And you ask why? That mask looks solid as hell. Because the size of that coronavirus, that one piece of virus passing through the pores of a mask, is like a BB dropping through a freaking hula hoop. But yet that mask will trap your breath, the moisture from your breath, so that a vast majority of what you're exhaling, and when you exhale, your body says, this is bad, get rid of it. When you inhale, your body says, this is good, we need it. But yet, once you have breathed into that mask for more than a half hour, you've blocked so many of those pores that you are constantly rebreathing all of the toxins your body is trying to get rid of. You are doing this for, what, 12 hours out of the day? 15 hours out of the day? And so are your kids! And if this goes into effect again, so will your kids again. The massive damage done by masks is known to the CDC, known to the FDA, but they are pushing to have this done again. It will never protect you against the coronavirus. What it will do is give you a lot more health, issues, and probably shorten your life drastically, depending on how long you're forced to wear it. Declaring a national emergency, shutting down a nation, and curtailing freedoms in order to combat a virus with an infection fatality rate essentially equivalent to the annual flu. Oh, gee, he's backing up what Roger said. For people under 70, and I even said under 80, would have been unthinkable at any other time in human history. But the politicians and the bureaucrats began clamoring for a national shutdown by pointing to spurious successes of China's lockdown policies, which were absolutely not true. But in any other case, don't ever trust anything coming from China. The Chinese people are bad. They're communist. Now, we can't have that in America. But when America is on the verge of having a freaking heart attack, they're so freaked out in, then we're going to go to China for advice and see how they treat their people? But that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. Okay? This is a fact. On March 13, 2020, President Trump issued a national emergency declaration for COVID-19. On March 16, 2020, the most egregious mistake of his otherwise successful presidency, he announced an effective national shutdown of 15 days to slow the spread. Do I blame Trump for this? Well, every single person that worked for him in every health department told him this is exactly what was needed. Do I still say he should have done his homework? Yes. Do I put some of the blame on Trump? Yes. Has he admitted this mistake? Yes, he actually has. Has anybody else? Should Trump be forgiven? No. Should it be understood that he had people like Fauci, who had been working for the government for years and were supposedly trusted by everybody within the health services of this government, telling him over and over again, this is what we need to do. And he gave in. Is it a black mark on his record? Yes, it is in my eyes. Should he be literally thrown, off a cliff for it? No. Inevitably, the 15 days became 45 and then extended into multiple months as states and cities initiated their own tyrannical lockdown regimes, pointing to Trump's health emergency declaration as justification. That's not why the health emergency was declared, but now you've got governors and you have mayors in states taking on dictatorial regional powers. Not a joke. The vast bulk of terror-stricken citizenry dutifully obeyed. They did. They remained silent as the governing class issued arrest warrants and jailed citizens for attending gatherings of more than 10 people, prohibited Americans from attending funeral services and visiting the sick or infirmed, levied excessive fines for not maintaining proper distances in public, forcibly closed businesses they deemed non-essential, arrested pastors for holding worship services either indoors or even outdoors, used law enforcement to shutter churches and synagogues, indiscriminately ordered the closure of schools and universities, demanded that neighbors as well as ordinary citizens inform the police if anyone they knew was violating lockdown rules, mandated a vaccine for COVID-19 that was approved with no long-term testing and unknown side effects, which we eventually found out were over 1,200 deadly and devastatingly harmful side effects, which they tried to hide for 75 years. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the short list. This is what happened. Now, I'm going to go back to something I said a little bit earlier. They absolutely knew that this had no more dangerous to you and me than the yearly flu. And if you were over 80 and had several severe comorbidities, this may be of severe consequence to you. But otherwise, treat it like you treat the flu. But no, that list I just read to you was the destruction of the American economy and the American societal unity. Intentionally! And also, the damn near destruction of our military. If you're not trying to take America down, why do you do something so devastating, knowing full well that nothing you did was warranted unless it had been done every other flu year for the last how many hundred years? People, what just happened to you and me goes beyond the level of tyranny any of you can imagine, unless you're listening to shows like this. I even remember seeing a picture. Listen to me, people. I even remember seeing a picture, and it will be in the article you see tomorrow, of a surfer off the coast of California who was arrested, handcuffed, and dragged away because he was surfing in the ocean during the lockdowns, and he was the only one on the beach. The only one on the beach. And they arrested him and threw him in jail. For doing what? For endangering who? For the flu. Anybody out there that thinks I'm making too much of this, shut your damn radio off, your computer, whatever you're listening to this in, because you're an idiot. This is the biggest massive impact on America we have seen in so long. It's insane. And if you think anything I'm telling you is exaggerated or not 100% true, I dare you to prove me wrong. And I'll make you look stupid. This is what we live in today. This is what a police state is like. It is a nation in which the government can issue orders and edicts or convey preferences with little or no legal authority. Yet it appears the majority of American people were willing to sacrifice their freedoms and way of life in order to empower such a potential police state in the guise of conquering a pandemic or protection from terrorism, neither of which existed. What else did I tell you? Governments never give up power once attained. Gee, didn't Roger say that in his opening? They only seek to normalize it once they have it. And now that they have it in their toolbox, the knowledge that the citizenry will meekly acquiesce to any national emergency being declared with essential health crisis, which requires government to unconstitutionally impose its will on the people. The government now knows how successful this is. And they're already talking about more lockdowns, more mandatory vaccines, which will kill how many more people or sterilize them? Yeah. None of this is a joke. And the problem with that is, if it's not a joke, how the hell can we be living through this? How? This is America, people. Recently, the governor of New Mexico unilaterally suspended the right to carry firearms in public across their largest city, citing her declaration of public health emergency as the basis. Democrats and Joe Biden are plotting to declare a national climate emergency, ostensibly because of health risks due to climate change, in order to impose their radical green agenda on America. We've already seen the beginnings of this. When you shut off the oil spigot, you not only destroy the economy, but you tell everybody, we've got to find another way to get this stuff because they're not going to let us have the oil. They're going to force us into something else. All right. I will tell you that the link to this article, because we didn't get through all of it, and he makes even more sterling points, will be in the show that I will publish. The article I will publish tomorrow with the show embedded in it. But right now, Stephen, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I promise you this, and I would really like to hear from you. Of all this tyranny we've discussed, of the facts that they knew that all of this was a lie before they pulled this tyranny on us, why the hell isn't America up in arms? Why are these people still in Washington, D.C.?
There's too many distractions and there's too much fear.
Thank you! See, Stephen does listen to what I say, and I actually listen to what Stephen says. Yes, Stephen, you're exactly right. Do you have anything else to say about this overall scenario?
Oh, I don't know. I just have this overwhelming fear that there's going to be a nuclear attack on some city or something.
That may just happen, and it may be a dirty bomb that was planted by one of these people who came across the border and never got checked.
Well, look at what happened, I think close to a year ago now, over out west somewhere. There was, 30 tons of ammonium nitrate that was stolen?
Yep.
That would make a great dirty bomb.
Oh, yeah. And again, a good point. Anything else? Because you're on a roll here.
Well, there was also reports, you mentioned 9/11. There was quite a few reports that claimed that there was going to be a nuclear bomb set off in like Los Angeles or Seattle or something like that. So that's another big thing that they can pull off to get people behind their cause again.
Oh, people would flock behind them like you wouldn't believe. Unless, of course, we knew this was coming before it came. The thing of it is, 3,000 people died. And how many people died in Afghanistan after we went over there and we never should have because everything we were told was a lie? 9/11 was the death of 3,000 people, the destruction of all of those buildings simply so that the military-industrial complex and the U.S. imperialists run by the global elitists could go into the Middle East, take the oil, and establish, I don't know, a technocracy there. Have I got that wrong, Stephen?
No, sir.
All right. Well, look, everybody, we're about done. So what I want to say to wrap this up is what is in your face right now is far beyond anything you've ever read in a science fiction novel. 1984, Orwell would be jealous of what's happening right now. Everything I told you today is true. All of the tyranny you're suffering never had to happen because they knew before they did any of this that it didn't need to be done. This is the country you live in, but this is a global push for global governance and a vastly reduced population. It's on the way, people. And we'll talk more about this next week. Thank you, Stephen, for being here. You're always appreciated, my friend, and your input was phenomenal.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Until next time.